Hello and welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. My name is Josh and, alright, I'm going to go on the excuses train for a minute, so let me go. It's been a little bit. The last few episodes were during Christmas break. I was off from school, and I'm also doing dual enrollment, so I was off from both high school and college. College semester is starting right now, actually, like tonight, so I got that coming for me, and I also got school ramping up right now, new semester starting there in a few weeks, and then I got midterms coming up next week, so it's going to be a lot. I'll see how many episodes I do. I'm even surprised I'm hopping on the mic right now and doing this episode, but I needed to talk about it because this Raptors lost 123-121, the final in overtime. Big, big, big deal. And I recorded some episodes this season that have been pretty bad losses for the Knicks. I mean, you have the Christmas Day loss against the 76ers. You have the Luka Doncic going off loss against the Mavericks. And that one, honestly, this is easier to talk about for me than the Luka game. During that episode, that might have been one of the hardest episodes I ever recorded. Ever. Recording podcasts. And I do three podcasts, so it's different. But that might have been the hardest one I've had to do ever. Ever, honestly. I'm not gonna lie to you. So now talking about this game, let's go to this game, right? Talking about this game, we're going to get into it. I think just mainly the fourth and the quarter and overtime and the key highlights there because, I mean, I can go over the whole game, but we all know what happened. I'm recording this now 3 p.m. just about after 3 p.m. on Tuesday, January 17th, so I've had about 24 hours to kind of think about this. And again, going on the excuse train a little bit more, another reason is because I've been really high on the Giants right now. I do the Giant Take podcast. It's like my main focus. If you haven't listened to that, you know, go subscribe, whatever. But they're on a high right now. They just won the wild card game against the Minnesota Vikings, if you're not a huge football fan. And so that's also been taking my focus away from this. So I'm hoping, again, I record kind of whenever I can and whenever I have time. So today I had to talk about this game. The Knicks now 25-20 after this loss, and all right, well, where do I go? So, I mean, this was really like, you can use the word bloodbath in a rhetorical sense or in a literal sense for this game, because even Julius Randle was having a bloody nose after the first half in this one, where it really seemed like the Knicks were controlling the game. It was very close throughout the entirety of this one. 34-27, though, was a score differential in the second quarter. And you're looking to this game for the Knicks to continue their momentum as they're finally, to what you're hoping, catching some winning ways again. They had three wins in a row coming into this game, starting from the Pacers last week. They beat them, they beat the Wizards away, and they beat the Pistons away as well. So they come back to the Garden. You're hoping, can they get back-to-back wins in the Garden? Because the Knicks have struggled at home this season. We know this. So can they do that? Can they extend their winning streak to four games in a row? Not able to do that. Could they maybe sneak into the top five of the NBA standings? They couldn't do that. But they even can't do that no matter what, because Cleveland's got like a three-game lead on them. That's the team in the fifth seed, so that's already settled. No need to talk about that. But can the Knicks get a win? Can they extend their winning streak? Well, the answer to that, we know the answer. It's no. The Knicks lose this game in overtime against the Toronto Raptors by a score of 123-121. RJ Barrett's dunk in the fourth quarter, absolutely tremendous at the buzzer. A dunk driving in. That's the RJ Barrett we love to see. And Barrett again in this game, I'm trying to find the stats for it. Let's see. He had 32 points in 49 minutes, 23 shot attempts, went to the line 11 times, hitting 10 of those. They visited the charity stripe 35 times compared to 41 trips. However, Coach Tom Thibodeau had something to say in the post-game press conference of this one about the refereeing. He wasn't too pleased. He said, "I don't really care if it's a game called tight or if it's called loose. I just want consistency. That's what I look for. It was physical. It was. There was a lot going on. And so, again, I want to watch to make sure I saw what I thought I saw." He was not pleased with this, the refs today and or yesterday and how they went against the Knicks side. Julius Randle, just kind of jumping around here because I'm looking at the stat line and stuff. Julius Randle had a great performance once again. An all-star. Julius Randle. That's what he is. 21 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists. I want to say that's the 11th straight double-double for Julius Randle, if I'm not mistaken. I think that is the 11th straight Julius Randle double-double, so credit to Randle. Moving on to the next thing here, Jalen Brunson, and I didn't even, like, I wasn't even thinking about this, you know, as a Knicks fan and as covering for the podcast, it didn't even come to my mind until after I read it when I was going through stuff after the game. And this is a pretty cool thing for Jalen Brunson. Listen to this. Jalen Brunson entered Monday's game as a reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week. I mean, knew that, obviously. Scored 26 in MSG and became the first Knicks guard since Walt Clyde Frazier in 1971 to score 25-plus points in seven consecutive games. No guard in the history of the franchise has ever done it eight times in a row. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that Jalen Brunson will have a chance to write his name in New York Knicks history this Wednesday when the Knicks once again play the Washington Wizards at home at Madison Square Garden. If you remember last Friday, the Knicks beat the Wizards away in Washington, D.C. by a score of 112-108. Well, Washington's coming to the Garden. Wednesday night, Knicks, Wizards, 7:30. Exciting stuff. A game's going to be played. A Knicks win will hopefully be acquired. And there's going to be another thing on the line. Will Jalen Brunson be able? I know he's already the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, but will he be able to write his name in the Knicks history books, becoming the first Knicks guard since Walt Frazier in 1971 to score 25-plus points in eight consecutive games? The first in Knicks history. First Knicks guard in Knicks history to score 25-plus points in eight consecutive games. We will have to wait and see. All right, back to this one. We go into overtime. Tom Thibodeau was especially upset about a call with Jalen Brunson early in overtime, but that's not the Jalen Brunson play that we're going to talk about, right? So the Raptors, they end up missing a final shot. It's the time for the Knicks to counter. 10 seconds on the clock, 5 seconds on the clock. Brunson running down the court. Less than 5 seconds left. Brunson has the opportunity to drive in if he wants or look for a pass, but he can drive in if he wants and go for a lay-in, go for a floater, go for a jump shot, but he can go within the three-point line and go for the tie, send it to double overtime. He can make it 123-123. What does he do? He does not do that. He dribbles, stops all his momentum right before the three-point line, and he goes for the win. That bucket misses. That goes out. And the Knicks end up losing this game by a score of 123-121. They get outscored in the fourth quarter, 29-23. They get outscored in overtime, 13-11. So, looking at this game in a holistic lens, should Jalen Brunson have shot that three? That's what it all comes down to. He's our playmaker. He's the guy that leads this Knicks team, who is our number one, with 26 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists in 43 minutes. Should Jalen Brunson have taken that shot? What is my answer to this? I think he should have drove in. He should have gone for a layup. I know what was going on with the time. He was looking up. I think it was about 3 seconds going into 2 when he attempts that three-pointer, and maybe he doesn't know if by the time he gets his hand up and he drives in there, but maybe you get a foul. Those are two big free throws. I understand that. But maybe you get a foul. Or he does a step back wide open probably because the defender that's following him is following him all the way in and backing up. And he's going to drop if Jalen Brunson does a step back. He's not going to be anywhere near him in my eyes, in my opinion. So I think there's an easier shot that Brunson can do instead of he has all his momentum pulling him forward. Then he just immediately stops, locks himself, goes for the shot. It's just not, his arms are not ready to shoot that ball. That ball is, he's driving all of his energy pushing towards moving forward to just stop like that and attempt a shot. That's a hard thing to do, a game-winning shot at your home court nonetheless in the NBA. I think Jalen Brunson, you drive that and you go for the two. But again, that's me looking back on it saying that. There's nothing you can do in that moment. That's such an in-the-moment thing, deciding to do what you're going to do. Maybe Jalen Brunson looks to pass it in. I forget which player was moving towards the paint at that point. But maybe you try and pass it around. Look for someone else. But no. Because Jalen Brunson is that guy for the Knicks. He is their number one guy. Not Julius Randle. Because we know what happens when we give the ball to Julius Randle late in games. He just ends it for us. And in this game, yeah, we gave the ball to Jalen Brunson. We let him trust. We trusted him by having him with the ball in the final few seconds, and it didn't work out. But I think Jalen Brunson next time should drive in there. I think he goes for the two. You go for the tie. You don't go for the win. It's a regular season game, so it's not that big of a deal. But at this point, when the Knicks are trying to fight for top five, obviously we have a playoff spot at six. That's perfectly fine. But you want to win the game, and I understand going for the win there. But let's outplay this Raptors team in the second overtime and go for the tie. That's my opinion, but it is what it is now. And really, we're over 10 minutes on this recap. I didn't need to talk for too long. I just wanted to get my thoughts out there. So, you know, it is what it is. But again, the Knicks lose another heartbreaker on the year, man. Another heartbreaker on the year. 123-121, Knicks lose in overtime. The New York Knicks are going to be facing the Washington Wizards, which, again, they played last week on Friday, and they beat them. Jalen Brunson is going to try and set a New York Knicks record. So we're going to have to see if he can do that. And I have complete faith in him. Now, you're asking, in the 112-108 victory last Friday, how did Jalen Brunson do in that one? He got 34 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds in 40 minutes. So he's ready. It's a matter of if the Raptors are, and if Knicks fans are. But it's going to be an exciting game to watch. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. I'm going to try and get episodes out as much as I can in this busy time of the year, school year for me. You can rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on Twitter at JoshOla29. The podcast is on Twitter at TCTNSOfficial. Again, thank you so much for listening. Go New York, go New York, go. This team has bounced back from adversity before this season, and I won't be surprised if they do it again. Let's start another winning streak, shall we? Let's get 3 in a row again. Let's see if we can get 4 in a row this time, starting with a win against the Washington Wizards. But don't even try and ask me and say, oh, can they recover from this one? They've recovered. They recovered from the Luka game. And again, that was one of the hardest games I've had to talk about in my podcasting, you could say, quote-unquote, career. In the 4 years that I've done, almost 3-4 years I've done podcasting, I have never had a harder time talking about a game than that game against the Mavericks. I was speechless. But the Knicks bounce back from that. They're NBA players. They're an NBA team. They know they have 82 games in their schedule at least. You're hoping more, but at least 82 games. They knew they're going to have to play more, and they bounce back. So I have no doubt in my mind that they can do it again. Another tough loss. I understand that. In overtime, I understand that. Could have won the game. I get it. Jalen Brunson, keep your head held high. You're an all-star, man. You're doing really well for this team. You're carrying this team to the playoffs at this point. You're helping carry this team to the playoffs. Right now, what's good is it's not just a Julius Randle. There's not just one star. But there's 3 or 4 guys that are really helping this team. There's obviously the 3 guys, I mean, is RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and Jalen Brunson as the starters. And then you're getting these really big contributions from guys like Quentin Grimes and Emmanuel Quickly off the bench. And these young stars are starting to shine through. And that's really what you like to see, to build a foundation for this team to, you know, this isn't a final season. You know, we're not going for the NBA Finals this year. We're not going to make it. We're not going to win it. But by these key young players playing well now, that helps build for next year or the year after that. If we keep these guys, that's when you go for the NBA Finals. All right. Go New York, go New York, go. I'll see you next time. Peace. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting 3-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam!
Yeah, Ewing dunks in your face. This is a team you don't want to miss. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. A swish, threes by Starks and dunks by Smith, and no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.